my showering routine. Got a little radio in by the window there. A lot of times you check in. Then you put good signal. 75 meters this way that time of day. So let's see. We're talking about some flex radio stuff and talking about the K7 DYY processor that I'm running right now for this D104. And I don't know, just a little bit of BS in here. Daryl was asking me if I've ever purchased anything from Newegg. And personally, I haven't. One of my sons, he buys from there all the time, and the family desktop computer that's my wife uses exclusively now, he built that with all stuff from Newegg. And heck, that's going on 5-6 years ago now. And 5-6 years in the computer world is an eternity. Things change so much, everything goes obsolete. That's available today, it goes obsolete tomorrow. So, anyway, talking about FireWire ports and things like that, Mike. I got, it's still in a box, but I bought a used Flex 3000. I want to play with a little bit of SDR stuff and ultimately set up so I can remote desktop in the house and sit there in a corner somewhere without a bunch of clutter around me and just have a laptop and a headset and maybe listen a lot and who knows, maybe even transmit a little bit. I don't know how that's going to work. A lot of folks seem to be using Skype for the audio and then some sort of remote desktop for the video, to remote the video. So I don't know. Don't know, but definitely I got a steep learning curve in front of me. I'm using older computers, different operating systems, etc. One thing Brett did say, the guy I got it from, is that if you use a less powerful computer, just, you know, keep the browsers closed and keep it off the internet. And you'll be okay. But you start breaking it down with running all kinds of things other than Power SDR, and then something less than a full-featured computer is going to be bogged down to its knees. WA5VGO, WZ5Q, WD5JKO.